Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Lewis Peck, political columnist for Bethesda Magazine, and as such is right in the heart, actually, of the voter-rich Montgomery County. Please give us a sense of where you think things stand down there in the governor race, because you've got two homegrown people that are running.
As you know, Doug Gansler formally kicked off his gubernatorial campaign in Rockville about 2 weeks ago. And this, of course, came a couple of days after his chief rival, Anthony Brown, had trotted out the endorsement of Senator Barbara Mikulski, and about a day after Brown had trotted out the endorsement of John Sarbanes, which gave Brown, I think, half of the Maryland delegation. One might have thought that Gansler would have used his announcement to respond to that in some way and really demonstrate strength among the political establishment within Montgomery County. But so far, there have been very few people to come forward and say, I'm endorsing Doug Gansler. Now, the Gansler campaign says they are going to have an endorsement list out in the next week to 10 days or thereabouts.
Lou, I'm wondering if people down there think he didn't do it, or if the political community thinks he didn't do it, because, in fact, he doesn't have that many endorsements at this point.
Some of the thinking goes along that line. As you well know, Gansler has been trying to portray himself as the outsider, if you will, as opposed to the Anthony Brown insider. At the same time, I know that he is very assiduously for months now been going around and courting a lot of local elected officials. I should mention that there's a 9-member county council here. Two of them have endorsed Anthony Brown. The other 7 are on the fence. There's a 32-member state legislative delegation. I think about a quarter of those were at the announcement. It's unclear which ones were actually supporting Gansler and which ones were there as a courtesy.
Of course, one of the big questions is what Ike Leggett is going to do. Where does he stand?
Ike Leggett is neutral. He, a couple of years ago, indicated he would be endorsing in the gubernatorial race, but, of course, that was when he was not planning to run again for county executive. He has since decided to run again for county executive. He's facing his predecessor, Doug Duncan, in the primary next June. On the one hand, if he does not endorse Anthony Brown, I suspect he may risk alienating a portion of his base, which would be the minority community. On the other hand, as somebody who wants to govern for another 4 years, he also faces a situation where he could well be helping to elect the first Montgomery County resident ever elected governor. And if either Doug Gansler or Heather Mazier are elected, they would be the first time a Montgomery County resident has ever been elected governor in the history of the state. Blair Lee was, of course, acting governor for about a year and a half after being lieutenant governor, tried to run in his own right and lost to Harry Hughes.
What about Heather Mazier? I mean, she's a concern for Gansler, I would think, because she's going to draw some votes that normally or otherwise he would get.
To the degree she's gotten endorsements so far, it's come from a number of her former colleagues in Tacoma Park. And I've talked to some people who feel that if she was not in the race, there's a shot some of those could have gone to Brown. But yes, clearly, I think the better she does, the feeling is that she cuts into Gansler. And Gansler, obviously, if he is going to have a chance to win statewide, has to do very, very well in Montgomery County to offset Brown's advantages and Prince George's and the city of Baltimore.
Well, Lou, it's really good to speak with you, and thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
For Lewis Peck, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.